Dr. Congo, Dr. Congo, Dr. Congo News.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Dr. Congo News. Oh, lordy, today has been a very busy day for DRC. The headlines. Plane crash in east of Kinshasa. Gorilla smuggled. The FDIR attack in Lufu. Law has been put in place to stop illegal exports. Violence on the rise. And finally, armed groups sign their own, yes, own, death certificate. Now, over to Gabby with her report.
Violence on the rise in DR Congo. In the DR Congo, violence against civilians has increased. Arson and rape are the main types of violence. Examples of this are 250 homes have been burned down in the Lubero territory in North Kivu. Also, Hutu rebels have been terrorizing the villagers in Luwafu. FDLR rebel group is responsible for these actions and have torched several thousand homes in different areas of the Congo. These rebels used to live in Rwanda, but then moved to DR Congo after some of their leaders were accused of being involved in a genocide in 1994. Now the Congo is very unstable, with acts of violence becoming very common in many places. And back to the studio.
Thank you, Gabby. Now here's Lisa to tell you about the plane crash.
DRC plane crash. The Foreign Affairs Department said on Thursday that no crew members of the Boeing 737 plane crash were African. A statement said, the South African government wishes to assure the public that at this time no South Africans were reported to have been on board the ill-fated plane that crashed on Wednesday in the Bandundu Province, Democratic Republic of Congo, on its way back from the Central African Republic Accra to Harare in Zimbabwe, where it was getting repairs. The plane crashed, landing in Kench, 320 kilometres east of Kinshasa. All seven crew members were killed. Now back to the reporter in the studio.
Well, that's all right then. The families have been informed. You know who you are. I'm betting that you're dying to hear about this gorilla. So over to Arsa to tell you more.
Oh, it says it. Ranger saves a baby gorilla because someone is trying to take it out of the country. The incident happened in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa. If you smuggle a baby out of the country, you can get up to $15,000 for selling secretly. The gorilla was in a six-hour car journey with hardly any water. It was hiding under leaves and clothes in the bottom of a bag in an airport. Back to the studio!
How interesting. I heard Rowan, I mean Rowan's here now to tell you about the attack in Lufu. Rowan?
Attack in Lufu. Lufu. Lufu is calm again after the attack on the 20th of April started the night. FDLR, Democratic the Liberation of Rwanda. Attack Lufu, referred to
Rowan!
The FDLR, attack in Lufu. Lufu is calm again after the attack on the 20th of April 2009. FDLR, the Democratic Forces of for the liberation of Rwanda, attacked Lufu and burned 255 houses down and killed seven people, five children, two adults, and one of them had a sudden heart attack and died.
Oh my God!
FDLR forced them all out of their houses. After they got forced to leave their homes, they moved to Butembo, 167 km southwest of Lufu. But now, after the attack, all is calm again because of the FARDC armed forces of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Shocking! Here's Katie Poo to give you the down low on this new law. Kate?
The government has put a law in place that says companies have to state where they got their minerals for their products. This puts pressure on companies to show they didn't get their minerals from armed groups in Congo. Although we might not realise it, our love of gadgets is the main cause of the war in Congo, which is said to be the worst since World War II. The minerals that help power the electronics we use every day, such as mobile phones,
call me,
MP3 players, laptops, digital cameras and video games, are the reason why so many people in Congo experience such terrible violence. Armed groups from Congo, Rwanda and Uganda are all fighting over the ores that produce tin, tungsten and tantalum, which are used in the products mentioned before. These armed groups also want control of mines and taxation points in Congo. The great demand for gadgets from Europe, the US and Asia is actually fueling the war. Hopefully this law should reduce the amount of fighting in Congo. However, companies that produce electronic products shouldn't stop getting their minerals from Congo altogether. Instead of getting them from armed groups, they should get them from Congolese families who depend on mining to make a living. This will help stop the war and make Congolese people's lives better, both at the same time. Back to the studio.
That is just fantabulous. And finally, there's Emily to talk about the groups signing their own death certificates.
DRC armed group signed their own death certificate. Goma, 21st of April 2009, IRIN. 18 rebel and self-defense military groups in eastern DRC signed an agreement on the 18th to put a stop to their organizations, even though there was shows of concern that they hadn't been fully addressed. The agreement follows a series of undertakings to try restoring peace. In the Kuku provinces, where thousands of fighters have moved into the National Army. In this declaration, all the groups clearly announced that they no longer exist, said Apollinaire Malu Malu on this occasion, the spokesman for various self-defense groups. Maye Maye expressed reservations about the agreement. Didier Bitaki also commented on this, saying that just because they have signed this document doesn't mean that there isn't any more groups. Once threatened, they tend to take up arms, he added. Maye Maye is a state of mind. We can sign ourselves into non-existence today, but it won't last. We cannot be stopped from organizing ourselves to resist. The US-based HRW gave a cautious welcome to the declaration. The process of integrating members of armed groups into the army began in October 08. Since then, some 11,482 fighters from different groups have joined. Back to the studio.
Well, that's the end of the news for today. That's it from us. Here's the weather. Smooches!
It's getting hot, hot, hot.
It's sunny.
It's hot.
It's a scorcher.
It's going to be a thunderstorm.
It's snowing.
No, it's not, guys. Shut up. It's going to be a nice day.
Getting hot, hot, hot.
Dr.
Thank
Congo,
you for listening.
Dr. Congo,
and goodbye.
Dr. Congo News.